All right, so you know how much I love exploring new places, getting lost in a new city. There's just something exhilarating about it. But, and I'm sure you've felt this too, sometimes you get stuck in that tourist trap loop, like following the guidebook to a T and still kind of wondering, am I missing out on something here? Like those hidden gems, the good stuff, the stuff I'd really be into if I could just find it. So what if I told you, what if your own heartbeat, like literally your pulse, could be the key to unlocking those experiences?
Oh, that's a fascinating idea. Using your own physiology, your heart rate, to curate a completely unique experience. And that's actually what researchers at Keio University in Japan were getting at, with their 2016 study on using wearable devices to map out these personalized records of the city wanderer, as they put it.
Okay, so they just slapped on some heart rate monitors on their volunteers
Yeah.
and kind of sent them out into the urban wild, right? And we're talking Tokyo here. Two very different but equally iconic spots. Asakusa, which if you don't know is known for its traditional temples, that old school vibe, and then Akihabara, electric town bursting with tech and pop culture, both super popular with tourists, of course, but also, and this is interesting for the study, both relatively flat.
Yeah, that's key, right? Because they wanted to make sure they were isolating the emotional response to the surroundings, not just someone whose heart rate is up because they're winded from climbing a hill or something.
That makes sense. So you're one of these participants, right? No maps, no itinerary, just you, your trusty heart rate monitor, and you're told to just wander around, take photos of whatever catches your eye. Simple enough. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, they found that when participants encountered something they genuinely connected with, something they found fascinating, their heart rate spiked. And I'm not talking about a little blip on the radar here. These were noticeable jumps that lined up perfectly with the photos they took. Photos of things they later confirmed were interesting to them personally.
See, that's what blows my mind about this. It's like our bodies, our intuition, it's already tuned into this stuff. Like we have this built-in radar for the experiences that'll resonate with us, and it's measurable. This wasn't just some random guess either. The data clearly shows a pattern here, but it gets even cooler. So get this. The researchers actually included a visual in their study, figure two, if you want to look it up, and it maps out one participant's walk through Akihabara right alongside their heart rate readings.
Oh, wow. So you could literally see, it's like you're peeking inside their head as they experience the city.
Exactly. You can pinpoint the exact moments where their attention is grabbed. Like there's this one big spike when they walk past this theater. They've got these really eye-catching posters up. And then a little while later, another spike when they pass by this cute little cafe.
And then I bet you can see the opposite too, like where it dips down a bit
Oh,
when they
absolutely.
pass something they're not interested in.
Like their body saying, yeah, nothing to see here, move along.
Exactly.
It's wild. It really is like having this internal compass pointing you toward the experiences you'll actually connect with.
And you know, what really struck me about this research, it wasn't just about proving a point, you know, scientifically. The participants themselves, they were really into it.
Oh, yeah, I bet. What'd they say?
A lot of them talked about how cool it was to see like their emotional journey through the city reflected back to them in the data. One participant even said, quote, "It is happy to see my emotion on the heart rate graph." So they were getting something out of it too, you know?
That's amazing. It's like they were turning their heart rate into this personalized travel journal.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where the real potential of this lies. It's not just about finding the quote unquote best tourist attractions. It's about using this technology to help people tap into their own unique preferences. Really experience a city in a way that feels personal to them.
Like ditching the generic guidebook and creating your own adventure.
Exactly. But it goes even further than just city walks too, you know? Imagine the potential for fitness, for example.
Wait, are you saying? Like I could ditch the treadmill and my heart rate could lead me on a run to like some hidden vintage bookstore I never knew existed. Again, sign me up.
It's not that far off, really.
Never off.
Imagine like personalized running routes that map out these exciting discoveries along the way, totally tailored to you. So yeah, maybe that bookstore for you, a street art mural for someone else, or hey, a pop-up food market we'd both love.
Okay, now this is getting really exciting. Forget boring old workouts. This could totally change how we think about exercise.
And honestly, we're just scratching the surface here. Think about all the fitness trackers out there now, your Fitbit, Apple Watch, whatever you use, they could all become these personalized city guides, but not just for sightseeing, for everything.
Yeah, wow.
Imagine this tech paired with like curated playlists that change based on your heart rate and your location.
Okay.
You're discovering new places, discovering new music.
Mind officially blown. This is like next level personalization.
Right. It's actually kind of humbling. All this time, we thought we were the ones calling the shots, planning out our adventures, and our bodies are just there like, nope, I've got this secret map of all the stuff you'll actually love.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? If our heart rate can reveal this much,
yeah,
what else could we learn from just like listening to our own physiological responses? Maybe it holds the key to like unlocking hidden passions, you know, or talents we never knew we had, or even connecting with other people who experience the world the same way we do.
Wow, that is something to think about. So tell me, if your heart rate was your guide, what hidden gems would you be chasing after? Where would your heart lead you? Let us know. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.